Blog Talk Radio.
This is Religion Means Alive. I'm your host, Alpha Muhammad II. I will be moderating this show in place of my father today, who has to do some other things today. But without delay, I'm going to bring on Brother Imam Yusuf Salam. Brother Imam? Ready, ma'am?
Ariel.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So we clear then?
Yeah, we're clear.
Okay, all right. You want me to go ahead and get started?
Yeah, I'd already introduced you and everything.
Dearly beloved audience, we come today again within the parameters of Religion Means Alive, and we greet you in the greetings of peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. My granddaughter, as a college student, was working at a place, a local franchise establishment. She's no longer working there, but she got a communication mistakenly from one of the supervisors. It was a mistake because she's no longer working there, but she was telling them that they should all wear white today because today is allegedly Palm Sunday. Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad talks about the fact how Western culture has been given a Trojan horse. That word Trojan is directly related to the term Troy. And we know about the mythology of Helen of Troy. But in the word, you see T and Roy. Roy means king. And, of course, the T, the small T, is shaped in the form of a cross. The large T in the form of a tar cross. So, the gift that was given by the Greeks to the so-called Trojans was the doctrine of the cross in a mythological form, but in historical reality, that's a reference as to how a party from the ungodly Jews crafted and concocted the doctrine of the artificial cross in contrast to the universal cross, where all the arms are equal in proportion. In the artificial cross, the arms have a disparity in length and in proportion. That cross. So you have that statement, beware of Greeks bearing gifts. Beware of a party of the Jews, Europe, Esau, the Duke, the Edomite. Beware of Jacob, supplanting your culture and giving you a religious-based system rooted in the doctrine of the cross. And his bridging and cogent analysis, Imam Wahzuddin Muhammad talked about how the horse, dearly beloved audience, I want you to listen, was made out of wood. But he went on to critically analyze it and suggest that wood from a tree is dead. And he said the tree symbolized culture. And so when you're dealing with wood, you're dealing with dead culture. For instance, the cultural influence coming out of Hollywood, where the natural guidance of God has been hollowed out the message, and the people are given hollow cultural influences, which have resulted in what the late Pope John Paul II called, and what Imam Muhammad called, the culture of death in America. So I was reminded that even in this day of judgment, as we speak, in this day of the collection of the dead, in this day of the conclusion of things, these diabolic and wicked minds have the gall and gumption to still be preying upon the ignorance of donkey-like people. If we look up the word donkey in the dictionary, it says a stupid person. But then it goes on to say, see his big word, asinine. You look it up, it means silly or stupid people. Asinine. In Burden the Sixth, where the jackass donkey, ass plus nine, asinine. You know, a nine is in Burden the Sixth, referring to Jacob's scheme of inversion. The angels of God at Bethel going up and the inverse process coming down. And they had the nerve to say that Jesus came into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. This is what they say. Riding a jackass donkey. Riding like Balaam. You see, in the Old Testament in Numbers, they have Balaam, who sells up his ass, the donkey. It says, Prince of Moab. But they pronounce that M-O-A-B-M-A-B-Mob. Sound, make it sound like the prince of the mob, the masses. So So in the Old Testament, we have the same plan, crafting and grafting an artificial mind and implant it and condition the masses to embrace it. And once that Balaam mindset is implanted in the docket, no one has to do anything else. The mindset will oppress that docket. So it says that Jesus came in riding a donkey or jackass. But in other places in the New Testament, it's suggested that Jesus told his disciples, let's not ride or oppress the donkey. Let's liberate the donkey. Oh, yes. So he said, go and find some donkeys or some asses or whatever and untie them. They are oppressed and enslaved with an ignorant mindset. They need to be freed from that despicable situation. He had already given them the formula. He said, anybody wants to be free. Excuse me. Just know the truth. Ye shall know the truth. So go and teach that donkey. Untie him. Loose the man and let him go. Give him enlightenment. Give him an understanding. Let there be light. Come out of the darkness. Read Ikra in the name of your guardian Lord who created. I cite that Quranic instruction to show that Bible sometimes in Quran are talking about different things. But sometimes Quran is plain. So in Bible it says in a poetic, more metaphorical language, let there be light. Said darkness was upon the face of the deep. That the human mind was the human intellect, the human mind was in darkness. And God instructed man to get some knowledge in your head, man and woman. To get some knowledge in your head, let there be light. Develop into a state of enlightenment and illumination. Come out of a stark situation of a lack of knowledge. Come out of an ignorant state. Quran goes straight to the point and instructs the human being through the prophet in the Quranic revelation. Read. No metaphor, just one word, read. Educate yourself, man. Come out of the darkness of this cave. Read. So Jesus never rode the back of a donkey. That's Balaam in the priest class, in the prelates and in Ecclesiastes, the reverends in the organized, bureaucratic, religious hierarchy. That's who ride the donkey. The prophets and the visionaries and the seers that God sent to the people to give them guidance. And there's never been a people that has not been guided or sent one to guide. Raise up one who would help. Raise up one teaching scripture, spiritual, universal principles kept pure and holy. So, it's all about culture influence, ignorance, backwardness. And it's a shame that in this day of universal light, these diabolic minds are still teaching the people this religious dead wood. Now, there's some truth to interjecting the palm, because Miriam, the mother of Jesus, when they were thirsting for hungering for spiritual sustenance, spiritual nourishment, spiritual sustenance, spiritual meat, spiritual food, Almighty God said, I know they got you in the dark with all this obscure, arcane, symbolic knowledge that's above the heads of the masses, like the fruit of a date tree. But he told her, look, go and shake at the base of this tree, and you'll find a good feeding. You'll be able to get the basic substance of religion until I send you all a light by which you may be guided. And Esau the prophet, peace be upon him, we got Easter coming up next week. You know this word, palm, P-A-L-M. If you rearrange the letters, you get lamp. And in the word lamp, L-A-M-P, is a combination of lamb and PP, or urine. And in the middle of the word church, you see the URA, which is short for urine. And these crafted priest folk, these hooded priest folk, has been in religion since the very beginning, creating artificial prophets and artificial doctrines in the name of prophets. Quran says clearly, writing scripture with your own hand and claiming that it's from God Almighty. Claiming that it's from God Almighty. Go to the Genesis. You also have the concept in the New Testament as well. It said, Abraham, before he became Abram, was from the land of Ur, meaning that we are going to distort the original message of Ibrahim. And as in Bible say, we're going to piss upon the wall. A wall is made of stone. And in the New Testament, the stone is called a rock. And these evil diabolic devils named the disciple after the lay quasi vulgar name of a disciple that's allegedly associated with the church. The anatomical part another human being from which urine or pee or what they would call piss. They use the term interchangeably because when you want to kill a soul, when you want to kill a mind, you shoot that mind with a bunch of wasted water. So one of the names for the common weapon of destruction in the West is called a pistol. We kill their minds and their soul by telling them a story of urine, pee-pee, or piss. Pistol. Pistol. They make you say it real fast. Pistol and you miss it. Oh, yes. So the word palm, and it's not a good concept either way you cut it. When they talk about how we going to control the masses, get them in the palm of our hands, the inner side of the human hand, it's called the palm. So the word changed from palm to lamp, but not a lamp in the Quranic sense, where we talk, they're talked about where we're given a, the human being is given a light by which we can walk. But an artificial religious doctrine that turned the people into sheep. Turn the people into sheep. Not real light, but the artificial light of an ungodly urine-like doctrine. Reducing the people to a lambish state. Pulling the wool over their head, over their eyes, huh? Pulling the wool. Pulling the wool over their eyes. Wool. W-O. Ruin the people. E-L. E-L. Amen, God. Ruin the people with the idea that God so loved the world that he gave his son as a sacrifice for human salvation. War! Put in there, war! W-O! Ruin the people with E-L. Man God. This is how they got the soul and the spirit of the masses in their hands. Mary had a little lamb. His fleece were white as snow. Mary, little lamb, they make him mockery of. Creating a lamp from the word palm. Not a liberating light, but a diabolic influence, artificial, crafted light, to not liberate or free the people through truth, but to enslave them through lies, weak ideas, and wrong thinking. Then they bad, bad black sheep have you in the wool. You Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Three bags full. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's what Peter teaches. That's what's emitted from Peter. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. If one of the wounded sheep get out of line, the pastor, the preacher just pull them back with that crook. That old crooked staff he walks with. You know, Palm Sunday is a prelude to Easter. Come before Easter. But we also have other holidays around this time. And the people of the book who identify themselves as members of the Judaic dispensation, they have a celebration called the Passover, suggesting everything associated in this time of the year with Christendom. They don't want to be part of it. They want it to pass them over. They don't want the leavened bread of this season. They understand that the master teacher Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Bread that they bake for the European police. Who is they? The ungodly, diabolic party of the people of the book that's referred to in the Quran, that try to get on top by selling their souls in the sense that they distort the word of God, seeking in it something that's crooked to carry out their nefarious agenda and their treacherous designs. So he told them, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And I remember very distinctly when I was teaching as a law professor, Syracuse University College of Law, made strong ties with some very excellent human beings, some Jewish students. And they would be sitting in the student room in a corner partaking of their monster bread, I think they call it. Their dry bread. And they would call me over to partake. And as a Muslim, I could partake because I don't eat leavened bread myself. They put yeast in it. And yeast is the substance that caused wine to ferment. And ferment is also a word that means extra excitability, overly keyed up. end up being ecstatic. Ecstatic. Yeast is the substance in the bread that make it rise. And we also see the word east. And we know that when Cain built his city upon these artificial diabolic principles, he went east of Eden. He found out a way to distort the natural religion of Almighty God, to take it to the extreme, east of Eden. Put the people to sleep in the land of Nod. Culture has been influenced by this wisely wicked plan or scheme or plot. Look at the word library. Look at the word leaves of a book. Spell the same word as Laban. L-E-A-B-E-S, L-E-A-B-E-N. Both the sacred and the profane knowledge of this world has been distorted by Jacob's scheme that he dreamed up at Bethel. Look, we're not here to bash the natural concept of what's truly represented in Christianity, in the idea of bringing forward that concept of resurrection. As Muslim, we believe in the concept of resurrection. We believe that the Creator is the Resurrector. So in that sense, next Sunday, I will acknowledge the natural goodness in Easter by focusing on the resurrective powers of the Creator of the heavens and earth. And they say, don't, in this world, you hear them all the time, say, don't drink the Kool-Aid. Well, if I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid, and you're not going to drink the Kool-Aid, then certainly we shouldn't drink the urine. Certainly we shouldn't drink the urine. Easter. E-A-S. T-E-R. To hear is human. According to that quote, to forgive is divine. To forgive is divine. East era, going beyond the sharpen the bounds. God says in Quran that they transgress all bounds. And the sharpen was placed with a flaming sword. At the east end, but Cain went beyond the natural, spiritual, and sacred urge of the human being. The prophet was told to pray to the east. He was not told, however, to do as Cain did, to go east of Eden. The direction for prayer was called the Qibla. It was changed from west to east. But the prophet was not told to get out of his Adamic form and to take on an artificial graft, artificially grafted gen nature east of Eden. So Easter puts us in a framework of that original offense of Cain, that East era. And let's look at East. God has his natural East, but it's given in universal cosmic science that everything that God has established, Satan attempts to duplicate, to mimic, and to copy. So let's look at the word East. In the word, we can clearly see S-E-T, S-A-T, the names of the so-called Egyptian god of darkness, or what we in Scripture call Satan. Also, in the word, you see, to make them S and then eat in the word East. To give them dirty diet, D-I-E-T, a deaf culture based upon, as I said earlier, the doctrine of the cross, a steady D-I-E diet, give them a secret meal. And what's the secret? Look at the word E-A-T. You get clearly T-A-T-A as in cross, and T-E as in cross. Very, very scheming minds to put this all together. The common donkey can't do anything with this. I.e. African American leaders say we don't need any leaders, or any one leader. I agree with that to the extent that we need many leaders in various disciplines. But we do need a leader. And God blessed us with a leader that understand the plan of God is revealed in his holy scriptures and books of Revelation. And we understand the stratagems and schemes of Satan. What leader have we seen since the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or Dr. Martin Luther King, the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that fit that description other than Imam Warithuddin Muhammad? And I'm tracking this Easter thing, this Palm Sunday thing, to you today. It's a doctrine for limited minds, where the firstborn have been destroyed. So pass over the firstborn sons, enlightened sons of the Egyptians, the rational minds of the culture, and civilization were destroyed. But that death or that destruction passed over Israel. They put blood on the post, meaning that not only are they rational in their approach to maiden of creation, but they believe in rational social organization. Blood represents social ties. But when you lose that kind of rational sense, the social order breaks down under the weight of the wooden horse, the dead culture. You're listening to the miracle of a donkey speaking with a man's voice. There's no prelate, there's no academic scholar that got the nerve to challenge this presentation. And we say it without a hint of a boast, having a deep aversion to bragging, antipathy to bragging, a distaste for bragging or boasting. Devoid of that kind of vainglorious ego, given to bragging. If you had all that, I can guarantee you that I would not be on this show today. That kind of ego given over to boasting. You don't know who I'm talking to, how many I'm talking to. If I had a big ego that would brag, I wouldn't agree to spend my precious time doing what I'm doing. But this is an act of service. And as a servant, I'm not supposed to hide my light under a bushel. And I'm supposed to let this light shine. And I'm to spread this light with confidence, with firmness, with boldness, not because of myself, but because of deep conviction in the light of Almighty God. Pass us over. We don't want any part of these keys that we are putting on this European. Study a lot associated with the European, and some of the art you see them symbolically depicted as a rabbit on skis. As a rabbit on skis. Look at the word ski, S-K-I. If you substitute that I for Y, S-K-Y, sky, we have given them an otherworldly yeasted doctrine of pie in the sky. And what do we put on that crust, on that pie, some crust? And Jesus talked about how the knowledge could rust and corrode. And the Imam talked about how Parad gave us that WD-40 to deal with rusty locks. Minds that have been made rusty and corroded and dull by that crusty, pie-in-the-sky kind of religious orientation. So the rabbit of those keys, his soul is put in the sky, in the pie in the sky after we die. I'm talking about the masses. Now, I'm not talking about the European elite or those who will make sure that this kind of thing passed them over. And look how once the mind is made rusty and the locks become rusty, then they begin to feed the masses in an asinine and foolish and absurd religious ideas. Many of the masses and the donkeys and the asinine people on Easter will be going out seeking Easter eggs. And this is a ritual, this is a tradition. And believe me, if a young child go out, and especially if that child is hungry, and an Easter egg hunt next week and get some eggs to more power to them. I'm not here to bash, and we are not here to bash or to make mockery. The burden of responsibility is on the parents. They are the ones who should bear the burden of responsibility. They know that a bunny rabbit cannot lay chicken eggs. Is nothing in their common sense experience or their formal educational training that would substantiate or corroborate or confirm or verify that a rabbit can lay chicken eggs. That a rabbit can lay chicken eggs. Yet, they are constantly allowing their young children to be conditioned to be donkeys or asinine individuals. Brainwashing them with this absurd idea that a rabbit can lay chicken eggs. But those who have concocted and crafted and framed and designed these ideas, they say, let Esau consume that. Let them partake in that. But you can rest assured while they are doing this, we're going to let it pass us over. And you know, if you study this, one of the names for the month of the Passover, the time of the Passover, it's called A-B-I-B. That A on the front of a word means without, asexual, without sex, amoral without morals. So A-B-I-B literally means without the bill. That we have given the asinine European people whose minds we have ravished and raped the baby idea. Their message is that for babes, so put a bib on them. Give them a milkish understanding of Bible. See that B-I-B and Bible is saying that's in that mud. But we don't need to wear a bib because we're going to consume the meat and reveal knowledge and religion. So they had one of their own to say, Paul, say, hey, the babes in Christ, the one who wear the bibs, the one who got this infantile message, give them a bib. But we want the meat in Scripture. We don't want a bill. So remember, Passover is in that month. That name about the bill is also means green ear. We want to use Scripture to green the reality of mankind, to make academic life productive, to make material life productive, to make moral life and governmental life and spiritual life productive. So we want to hear the word of God in its potency, loud and clear. After all, then we put in Scripture, whosoever have an ear, let him hear. But hear the potency, the loud sense of the word of God. Then we will have the greening of our individual life and our collective life. And this thing take place when everything starts greening around the time, take a few days of the vernal equinox. You're listening to the miracle of a donkey speaking with a man's voice. What is this rabbit? Let's take it very, very slow. I bless the Imam Muhammad, so that word rabbit, rab, and is one who has been bitten by the rabbi. I repeat, one who has been bitten, has been stricken by the rabbi. Oh, yes. It's been bitten by the rabbi. How did the Jacobite or sons of Jacob, the ungodly rabbis, because they are very good and excellent righteous rabbis. But we're talking about this party now. How did they take a bite out of the flesh, out of the soul, out of the mind of Europa? This rabbit on skis. How did they take a bite? Here come the cottontail hopping down the bunny trail, giving them a religious influence that allowed them to project an aura or an appearance of a loose or a loose image of being Christian in their orientation, but really allowed the predominant influence in the culture to be the walk down the bunny trail. How do you know about culture, brother? Hippity hoppity. The hip. There's a word that's related to hip. H-I-P-H-E-P. Hipster. And there's another word, hippies. You know, the hippies of 60s fame, the hip culture. And in the word hepatitis, you see that same H-E-P, that same hip. Hepatitis is a disease of the liver. And they say that in the arcane knowledge that the liver is ruled, the largest organ in the body is ruled by the largest planet, Jupiter. Jupiter. Pitta, Pata, that's father, paternal. Superman, European, K.L. And his father, Joel the Jewel. So hip it is. That is the control of the culture. Supplanted the culture. And emphasize rabbit power. I want you to listen now. Emphasize rabbit power. Hop is a substance that make beer. B-E-E-R, but there's another word, B-I-E-R, that sounds similar, where you put the body of the dead. We're going to give them drunken yeast-like religion. Hoppity, hops and beer. It's going to produce a dead culture. Hollywood, under the power of the rabbit foot, under the power of the rabbit foot. The bunny rabbit, the bunny rabbit. Bunny rabbit to undo the natural nature of Adam, to blow on the pleasure principle. See, bond, B-U-N, to be in a state, U-N, of undoing, to undo their Adamic nature. And to give them over to the fires of a scorching wind, a fiery, passionate makeup, leading the culture in the individuals in the culture by their appetites unchecked by knowledge. Now, in the Genesis, it doesn't say that they ate the apple. They say it ate the fruit. But it has been turned, the fruit has been turned into apple. Appetite, Aphrodite, the human urge to engage in pleasure, especially sexual pleasures. We got them. We got a tool that's a good luck charm. That's a fail-safe strategy. We got Esau. We got the Edomites. We got the European. And all we got to do is to use a rabbit foot, and that's going to be good luck for us. Get in the foundation of his culture, under his feet, till his soul, and use rabbit power. And we'll have power over him ad infinitum. All we need to use to put a hex on him to deal with this gin, to put a master jinx on him. You see, in the word jinx, you see G-I-N-X. We're going to play on his gin nature and tell him that God was a man and put that man in his image. And we're going to play on his psychology, his inclination to want to dominate, his fiery gin nature. We're going to lead that nature unchecked by knowledge. We're going to give him that kind of kryptonite that make him weak. Even though he's going to be strong and be super to be and be above of the other sons and daughters of Adam on the planet. Yes, he's going to have the strength to enslave the African, to try to colonize the globe. But he still is going to be our puppet, because, and not even a big dog, but a little puppy on our string, a puppet. Because he's going to buy into our pagan concept of religion. And we're going to play in with him so much that we're going to give him the word God and reverse it, and it's going to spell dog. Because he's going to be very dogmatic on the surface about this Christian idea. He's going to buy into our dogma. But really, he's going to be under our hex. Our real weapon against him is going to be the rabbit foot. It's going to be the rabbit foot. The late Imam Muhammad pointed out in a very lucid presentation, very cogent, very astute, very brilliant, when he told us, look, that rabbit is a symbol of fertility, of sex power. Bam, 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 real quick, but a big litter. And he said, that meant that they were going to use the sex urge to bring the Gentile, to bring Edom, to bring Esau, to bring Europa down. Oh, yes. Sexual powers. If you study the Webster Third International Dictionary, the word six and sex is used interchangeably. We got to know what these people are dealing with Easter. That they got you cloning, I'm addressing African Americans now, imitating and copying their rabbit, the jackrabbit. Yeah, that is European as ours. He's our jackrabbit. And we're going to bring him down through his hair. And we're going to use our ancient cryptic knowledge that dead to many people to bring him down, just like Samson was brought down when they cut off his hair. So they don't just call it a rabbit, it's called a hare. H-A-R-E. And you can hear hair in there. And in their scheme, they say, look, we're going to pour out our vials of the hair because we're a prince of the hair. We're pouring out our vials, putting these influences in the culture that overly emphasize sex. You go to the dictionary. You look up S-E-X-S-A-C-6. When man does himself justice, he has 5 points. A head, 2 arms, and 2 legs. And God have created him in a just manner, gave him an excellent upright form. But he allows himself to be reduced lower than the 6-pointed creatures, to the lowest of the low. In the animal life, a head, a tail, and 4 legs. So when they connect up 6 with 6, they are suggesting that we're going to use rabbit power, a fertility power, a sex power to reduce the Gentile to an animal level. And they brag about this. Look up the word hex. It means 6. So clearly there's a direct tie between putting a hex on people and the power of IX, animal-driven, what they call libido or instinct, in the use of sexually magnified and intensified rabbit power over the people. and look up what's called a hexagram or a hexagon. C is geometric shape or form, and you tell me what that is. I'm not going to tell you everything. Hex means six, and six means sex. So they bragging on Easter, they talking about resurrection, but they'll never come back to their Adamic form. We got them on a perpetual downhill course. We got the angels coming down on the ladder. We got them coming down the hill on skis. We got this rabbit coming down the hills on skis. Now, how did this happen, the use of rabbit power? This slick scheme is first detailed in Samson, where he said he went and let loose in the culture two canine-like animals that are having sex, and they became back-to-back, and he lit a fly to it. Go say the judges. That's what Samson did with his scheme. Got these boxes stuck. And lit a fire between the tails. And they went into the culture, destroyed all the produce. So they turned it loose and they burned up everything. But that's metaphorical, biblical, symbolic language. But a lot of you educated now, you know, when I was a little boy, they didn't give us a good education in the South. Now we've gotten all educated. Can't nobody tell us nothing. We know everything. But if you were educated, you should have studied a little psychology. And there was one by the name of Sigmund Freud who was a fraud. And he said, the human being is not an excellent creature. So he gives himself over to pleasure. And that his psychic makeup has urges, and one of the urges he called the libido, which is related to the animal instinct, but he identified the libido as the sex drive. Let's look at that word, libido. L-I, I'm going to lie to them and convince them that God didn't create them in the best mode, that he created them to be a sex creature. Libido. If they bind to this lie, they will be a bunch of weak does or deer, and I will lead them as Santa with Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Play upon the animal passions, reduce them to a bestial state. I will feed them the lie, and they will be doe. And they just as stupid to buy into it because they are a bunch of dodo birds. D-O-D-O, and I'm going to feed them this B-S, this S-H-I-T, this doo-doo for the dodo birds. We don't mean to be vulgar or to use offensive language, but I'm a country boy, and they say you ought to lay the hay where the goats can get to it. Lay the hay where the goats can get to it. Started this school of thought where the psychology would be rooted in the sex drive. That man, M-A-N, homo, is not homo sapien, S-A-P-I-E-N-S, but man is homosexual. I'm not talking about your little milk understanding of homosexual where you think it's intrasexual activity between one gender. No. The ma'am taught us clearly that homosexual means man dominated by sex. You can be a transgender and be dominated by sex. You can be so-called gay and dominated by sex. You can be heterosexual and just the freaky deek as you want to be. A promiscuous freaky deek dominated by sex. So, Freud was the father of this idea, and he put it in the hands of his nephew, one by the name of Edward Bernays, who developed the science of public relations in America and the science of shaping mass opinion. And they went to work in the first part of the 20th century, shaping Americans to become dominated by sex. A culture of free love, the pill, the fragrant undressing of male and female. Convincing the masses of people that it's all right for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. That didn't happen overnight. That was a product of a sophisticated, complex plan of mass opinion shaping based upon the public relations concepts crafted by Sigmund Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays. This party, this Jack, who said we're going to make them our rabbit. Our Jack Rabbit. We're going to make the European our Jack Rabbit. The Gentile our Jack Rabbit. Esau the Edomite our Jack Rabbit. And we're going to use his ex-slaves to be a battering ram. We're going to establish this music industry that play on the African. And the ma'am said one of the origins of Africa, not just that little Africanus and all that, said he play on the word Aphrodite. The false cultural development of African Americans and our surgeons and our Hamish partying type entertainment nature to promote a rampant sexual type influence in the culture. Oh, yes. But there is going to be a resurrection. The human being is going to come back into his true form. There is going to be a resurrection of Adam upon 60 arm spans, upon social life. And these forces are not only going to be the ones with blood on the doorposts. If you go and study Surah 22 in the book of revealed cosmic science that's known as the Holy Quran, that surah is entitled The Hajj. It starts off by giving us cosmic science on the process of resurrection. And on the Hajj, the nature of Adam is reborn, but it's a ritual that emphasizes social connection. People from all over the world, all sons and daughters of Adam. No king, no queen, no big eyes, and no little eyes. We get back in touch on the Hajj, but in a social context. So the surah starts off dealing with the resurrected process that Allah has clocked in the fitra. But it's dealing with a ritual that deals with the social life. The 60 spans of Adam. The Imam say that 6 represents the social life. And as I speak on this Palm Sunday, the one who the Imam said is the Hajj, President Obama, who God used to bring the Adamic social life to America, he's going to the land of the cube. No president has been there in 88 years. But the other day, the nation's attention was called to this white supremacy group and their use of the number 88. And the first 8 being the 8th letter of the alphabet, like in Hell Hitler or High Hitler, and the second 8 being the second letter H in Hitler. On the Hajj, it's clearly established that there's no superiority of black over white or white over black. So there's no room for racism or white supremacy in the design or plan of Allah for human beings on this earth. There's simply not any room. And Donald Duck, Duck is related to Duke, and Duke is related to the Gentile or Esau. Donald the Duck, Trump, is not going to be able to bring back this artificial, unnatural idea of the supremacy of one race over the other. So the one who the Imam said is the Hajj, suggesting that he would bring the kind of character of innocence to the American governmental and social life. But even beyond that, on a literal level, President Obama is related to many races and ethnicities on this planet. The Asian race is in his family. The African race is in his family. The Jewish people have a connection. The European people, he has ties in terms of creeds to Muslims, to Christians, and to Jews, as well as Buddhists. The Imam said Barack Obama is the Hajj. And on the Hajj, we go to the holy precincts and we circumambulate around the Kaaba, a symbol of the original social evolved life of Adam. It's a cue. But the West, in its treatment of other races and sons and daughters of Adam, did not bring social justice to the planet. They were given a religious influence that was devoid of blood. Wasn't no blood put on that doorpost for them. A religion without Benjamin. And when the dialectic materialists, the modern day Sadducees, came on the scene, represented by Karl Marx, they said, we're going to bring the Christian world social justice through communism. And they adopted the color red to represent blood or the social influence that was left out of the ice house. Cold-blooded religion without any social concern for the brethren, without an idea that Cain was Abel's keeper, his brother's keeper. And he slew Abel, and Abel's blood was seen oozing from the ground. And the Imam said that ground represents materialism. That in order to establish a developed materialistic culture, they exploited the masses, enslaved some of the masses, overworked the masses. And the Christian leadership did not step in to bring justice. So Marx stepped forward and said, we'll bring some blood. And the cat, so they distorted the cue. They were trying to bring a Hajj, but it was a distorted Hajj, because it was not rooted in God, the Creator, but in matter. Materialism. So the Castro boys in Cuba, they attempted to bring blood or social justice to that island, because many of the residents were descendants of slaves, had been exploited from Batista on back. But they failed in their attempt to bring blood, to put blood on the Western doorpost, because the concept was rooted in materialism and not in the natural order that God established for the human being in our fifth pillar called the hearts. So now, as that failed attempt is breaking down, Allah have allowed a process where the one who Imam called the hearts, President Barack Hussein Obama, is going to visit the land of the cube. And who knows what the will and plan of God in this symbolic vision. It may be a signal that in this day of Yom Medin, this day of judgment, that we are beginning to see the resurrection of Adam on 60 armspans. Dearly beloved audience, they plan and God plan, but God is the best of planners. And he rules his throne, and he knows what appears before, after, and behind his servants. And his promise is never broken. And the wealth of the wealth and the powerful availeth himself not against him. And the American elephantine forces that became greedy and oligarchical in their tendencies are being destroyed now to one of their own rich ones. He's being used as an angel of destruction to tear down the party of the elephants because they refuse to acknowledge the humanity of Ham, President Barack Hussein Obama. They refuse to extend the legitimacy of constitutional status to him for 8 brutal years. Now they are reaping the whirlwind. Now they are reaping what they sow. And there's another Donald on the planet that's influential. A man in high power in Europe. His name is Donald Tusk. How is it that there's another Donald right now on the planet that has in his name part of the anatomy of an elephant? Tusk is the part of the animal that gore and injure and destroy creation. And now the part of elephant affiliated with a Donald who's using political tusk to gore the Muslim, to gore clan like the African American, to gore women, to gore Latinos, and many other sons and daughters of Adam. But this African man, this President Barack Hussein Obama, is going to the land of the cube. Suggesting that the Hajj, social science, social justice, and the resurrection of Adam, as the light shine in the east, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the light of the Son of Man. When our father Ibrahim and Ishmael were standing at the station, they wanted to make sure that all the stones were justly balanced as a symbol of the balancing of life. And we see out of the Midwest, the middle way, Chicago, Illinois, came a leader who taught and guided, who was given artificial doctrine in what was called the Nation of Islam. And he let it pass him over. Imam Waruddin Muhammad. And he became a proponent and explicator of revealed cosmic science. And he encouraged, he supported, he taught, he advocated for the individual who has been destined as the first president in 88 years. So the idea of the equality of all sons and daughters of Adam, that 88 that Obama represents, seeing it has been 88 years since a president visited Cuba, trumps and overwhelms and overpower these rights supremacist use of the number 88. Look at what God has wrought. Look how powerful it is. So next Sunday, after Obama comes back from the land of Cuba, all of you now, you plug in on Easter to celebrate, to resurrect the birds that God has put in a human being and put in creation. And that's symbolized by the resurrection of Adam on 60-arm span. Dear beloved audience, this has been Religion Means Alive. We leave you as we greeted you in the human greeting. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.